escape pocket.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, what could have been the first American space station was canceled. The U.S. Air Force announced it was giving up plans to launch the manned orbiting laboratory station, which would have used Gemini capsules to ferry two-man crews to and from the station. Several airmen already selected as MOL crew members were transferred to NASA, including several future shuttle astronauts. In 1977, Paramount Pictures revealed to the American public that it was launching the fourth TV network. If you don't remember that network, it's because it never happened. The Paramount Television Service never gathered enough advertising money to go on the air, mainly because potential advertisers were strong-armed by NBC, CBS, and ABC. Those three networks also threatened to cancel Paramount-produced shows on their schedules, such as Happy Days. The only show that the Paramount Television Service ever announced was a new version of Star Trek starring most of the original cast. This never-filmed series is now referred to as Star Trek Phase 2, which later became the first Star Trek movie.
I don't feel an attack is the logical approach at this moment.
And in 2003, Spirit, the first of NASA's two Mars exploration rovers, was launched toward the Red Planet.
7, 6 green board, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 engine start, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket carrying the Spirit from Earth to planet Mars.
Load relief kit crate is in. Vehicles responding. Vehicles recovering very nicely from the liftoff transients. T-plus 20 seconds.
Born today in 1918, actor Barry Morse, who played Professor Victor Bergman on Space 1999.
It was a human decision, John. None of us would have decided any other way. But now we've got a new situation to face. Yeah, but very few facts.
Maurice Sendak, writer of Where the Wild Things Are, was born today in 1928. Gemini and Apollo astronaut James McDivitt was born in 1929. On this day in 1982, Stern imported the Japanese arcade game Tutankham into North America, giving players a chance to do a little bit of tomb raiding. In 1985, Sting went solo without police protection, releasing the album The Dream of the Blue Turtles. And in 2006, Doctor Who had to deal with a lot of ood in a very bad mood.
This is the darkness. This is my domain. You little things that live in the light, clinging to your feeble suns, which die in the
air. That's not the ood. Something's talking through them.
Only the darkness remains.
This is Captain Zachary Crossflane of Sanctuary Base 6, representing the Torchwood Archive. You will identify yourself.
You know my name.
If you are the Beast, then answer me this. Which one? Because the universe has been busy since you've been gone. There's more religions than there are planets in the sky.
The Archivets, Qualdonity, Christianity, Pash Pash,
New Judaism, Sanclar, Church of the Tin Vagabond, which devil are you?
All of them.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.